Welcome to our base Mishnah Dalet. Ketzad Karav Hamakir Kemitzvato. We had in the previous mission that a coin that does one of the four avodas with the mashava chusul zman, we had the mashava to eat or to be makir, a chelak of the korban after the allotted time, the korban would be pigo on somebody who eats from the bato of the korban would be chayav karav. The Mishnah tells us that's only if Karav Hamakir Kemitzvato, if the rest of the korban was done without a different psul besides the psul of mashava chusul zman. But if there is a different psul in the korban, in such a case, the korban would be pasul, not pigo, and therefore there would be no chiyuv karis for eating the basul. Now this mission expounds on that. What's the case of karav hamater kemit basul in which the korban would be pigo? Shaka b'shtika. If the shchita was done b'shtika, without any machshavas psul, kibo behilech v'zara chus l'zmano, the coin subsequently was makabel the dam and brought the dam to the mizbeach, and was also zorek the dam l'mizbeach, all these three avodas he did with the machshava chutz l'zmano. In such a case, the korban would be pigul. And this is called karav hamakir kemitzvato, since there is no other psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano, and therefore the korban is pigul. O sheshaka chutz l'zmano, kibel behilech v'zarak b'shtigul. Or the shkita was done with the machshava chutz l'zmano, and the subsequent avodos, the kabbalah, the hilach, and the zrika, was done without any machshava psul. Again, over here, that's called karav hamakir kemitzvato, as there is no other psul. O sheshacha v'kibol v'hilech v'zara chutz l'zmano zeu shekarav hamater kimitzvazo. Or, if the shkita and the kabbalah and the hilech and the zrika, all of them were done with the machshavas chutz l'zmano, that's the case of karav hamater kimitzvazo. There is no other psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano, and therefore the korban is pigo. Ketzad lo karav hamater kimitzvazo. What's the case in which the mater was not nikrav kimitzvazo, that there is a different psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano? Shachat chutz l'mkomo. If the shechita was done with the machshava of chutz l'mkomo, he had a machshava while he did the shechita, that he would eat or be makter part of the korban outside of the right makom. Kibel behilech v'zara chutz l'zmano. The kohen then subsequently was makabel the dam and was mahalech with the dam of the mizbeach and was zorek the dam of the mizbeach with the machshavas chutz l'zmano. In such a case, the korban is not pigo. As there is another psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano, there is a psul of chutz l'mkomo, and therefore the korban is pasul, not pigul. O sheshacha chutz l'zmano, kibel behilech v'zarach chutz l'mkomo. Or if the shechita was done with the machshava chutz l'zmano, and the subsequent avodah of the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika was done with the machshava chutz l'mkomo. Again over here, since there is also a psul of chutz l'mkomo, the korban is pasul, not pigul. O sheshacha kibel behilech v'zarach chutz l'mkomo. Or if one of these avodos was done with the machshavas chutz l'mkomo, either the shechita or the kabbalah or the hilach or the zrika. Such a case, again, since there is also a psul of chutz l'mkomo, the korban is not pigo, that is not called karav hamater kimitzvato. Ha-pesach v'achata sheshachtan shelo lishman. Kibel behilech v'zarach chutz l'zmano. A korban pesach, or a korban chata, that was nishka shelo lishman. The person who was shechting it had in mind that it was a different korban, not a pesach or a chata. And the subsequent avodah of the kabbalah, halacha, and zrika was done with the machshavas chutz l'zmano. In such a case, the korban would not be pigul, and this is not called karav hamater kemitzvato, as there is a different psul, there is a psul of shelo lishmo. Now this would be the case only by a korban pesach or a korban chatzah, as the psul of shelo lishmo passes up a pesach or a chatzah, so therefore it's not karav hamater kemitzvato. As opposed to other korbanot, they do not become puzzled with the machshava shelo lishmo. So therefore, if they were nishkat shelo lishmo, and then the subsequent avodos were done with machshavas chutz l'zmano, they would be pigul, as that would be called karav hamakir kemitzvato, since shelo lishmo does not pasul other korban. O sheshacha chutz l'zmano, kibel behilech v'zarach shelo lishmo. Or a pesach or a chatzah that was nishkat with the machshavas chutz l'zmano, and the subsequent avodos of kabbalah, halacha, and zrika was done with the psul of shelo lishmo. Again, this would not be pigul, as this is not called karav hamakir kemitzvato. O sheshachar kibal v'hilech v'zarak shelo lishman, zehu shelo karav hamater kemitzvato. Or, if either the shechita, or the kabbalah, or the halacha, or the zrika was done with the psul of shelo lishmo, besides the psul of chutz l'zmano, in such a case, that's not called karav hamater kemitzvato, as there is a different psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano, so therefore, the korban would not be pigul, instead, it would simply be pasul, there would be no chiyuv karis for eating the basar. This mission continues along the theme of the previous mission, in which that a korban is only people if there's no other psul besides the psul of machshavas chutzus mana. And the mission tells us that if the kohen does one of the four avodas of the korban, and he has a machshavas psul or machshava, he the kizayis of the basa outside of the light of makom for this korban, outside of the azar for kachim kachim, or outside of Yerushalayim for kachim kalam. And during the same avoda, he has a different machshavas psul, he has a machshava to eat a different kizayis of the korban tomorrow, after the light of time for this korban, as we're talking about a korban that is to be eaten for one day and one night. And if the korban is to be eaten for 2 days and one night, he has a machshava to eat the basar after those 2 days. In such a case, the korban is not people, as there is a different psul besides the psul of machshavas chutzus mana. Now, we had a similar case in the previous mission in which there was a machshavas chutzum koma and also machshavas chutzus mana. Just in the previous mission, we're talking about where the psul of chutzum koma was in a different avoda than the psul of chutzus mana. And in our mission, we're talking about where the psul of chutzum koma and chutzus mana were in the same avoda. In either case, the korban is possible, but not people. Kizayis l'machar, v'kizayis b'chutz. Or if the machshava to eat a kizayis l'machar was first, and then in the same avoda, the kohen had a machshava to eat a kizayis b'chutz. That's the same as the first case, just the order is switched. There is no difference. In either case, the korban is possible, but not people. Kechati zayis b'chutz, v'kechati zayis l'machar. Kechati zayis l'machar. V'kechati zayis b'chutz, possible v'ein bo koretz. Or, if the kohen had a machshava to eat a half a zayis b'chutz outside of the lighted makom, and in the same avoda he also had a machshava to eat a different half of kezayis l'machar the next day after the lighted time, or vice versa, he first had a machshava to eat a chati zayis l'machar, and then he had a machshava to eat a kechati zayis b'chutz. In either case, the din is the same, the korban is puzzle, but there is no kareis for eating the basar. And there's a different psul besides the psul of chutzus mana, so therefore it's not people, just puzzle. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zakla. Rabbi Yehuda said this is the general rule for people. In machshavas hazman, kadma machshavas hamakom, people bechayav and alav karis. Rabbi Yehuda argues with what we have learned until now. We have learned until now that a korban is only people if there is no other psul at all in the korban besides the machshavas chutzus mana. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says it depends on when the machshavas psul was. If there was a different psul on the korban, but that psul was only after the psul of chutzus mana, in such a case, the korban would be pigel. That which a korban is not pigel, if there is a different psul on the korban, that's only if that other psul preceded the psul of chutzus mana. So therefore, Rabbi Huda said, the rule is, if the machshava of chutzus mana preceded the machshava of chutzum koma, in such a case, even though there is another psul, there is a psul of chutzum koma, still the korban is pigel and there's a chi of kari for eating the basar. Ve'en machshavas hamakom, kadma l'machshavas hazman, pasul ve'en bo karet. But if the psul of chutz l'mkoma preceded the psul of chutz l'zmano, in such a case, he would agree with the Tanakama that although the korban is pasul, it's not pigo, there is no chiyuv karet for eating the basar, since the other psul besides the psul of chutz l'zmano was first, the korban is pasul, but not pigo, and this cloud would be true whether the two psulim were done in the same avoda, or whether they were done in different avoda. For example, if in the same avoda there was both a machshavas chutzum koma and a machshavas chutzus mana, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would depend on which machshava was first. If the machshavas chutzus mana was before the machshavas chutzum koma, the korban would be pigo, but if vice versa, the korban would simply be puzzle and not pigo. And so too, by two different avodas, if by one avoda there was a machshavas chutzus mana, and by another avoda, there was a machshavas chutzum koma, it would depend on which one was first. The chachamim marim zev is that puzzle, the ain bo karis. The chachamim say, in either case, the korban is puzzle, but there is no karis for eating the basar, as the korban is not pigo. Whether the machshavas chutzum mana was first or later after the machshavas chutzum koma, it makes no difference according to the chachamim, as the chachamim hold like the Tanakama, as any other psul besides the machshavas chutzum mana would render the korban possible, but it would not be pigol since it was not nikrav hamater kimitzvah. Lechol kechati zayit ulahakter kechati zayit kasher. She'en achila v'aktara mitzdarb. If the kohen during one of the arba avodas had a machshavas psul to eat half the zayit of the korban, either chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mkom, And he also has a Masheva's Psul during one of the Avot to be Makdir, a different half of diet from the Korban, Chutzul Zmano or Chutzul Komo. In such a case, the Korban is Kasher. It's not Psul at all, as Achila and Aftara cannot combine. As in order to Psul the Korban, you need a Masheva's Psul on a whole Kazayim. And here, even though you have a Masheva's Psul on two Chetzi Zetim, which is a Kazayim altogether, but since one Masheva's Psul was to eat a chetzi zayin, chutzus mano, or chutzum komo, and the other machshevet psul was on akhtara, not achila, to be master half a zayin, chutzus mano, or chutzum komo. In such a case, the machshevet psul of achila cannot combine with the machshevet psul of akhtara, and neither machshevet psul alone would pass the korban, since the machshevet is only on a chetzi zayin, so therefore the korban is kosher, and the korban may be eaten by the kohanim.